Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey listeners, welcome to Amalia Anthology. Here, you can find a collection of our most read pieces on amalia.com, read by the authors themselves, so that you and our readers can enjoy your favourite articles in a new way. This episode, Zeynep Soleimani is reading her piece, Time. Treat time well so it can treat you well too. Enjoy.
Time, treat time well so it can treat you well too. The preciousness of time. As one embarks on a new life journey as a middle-aged woman, time has become of the essence, as in rather being preoccupied with chasing it, filling it with a preoccupation with time activities, one is actually slowing down. The lockdown has even brought more standstill than one truly anticipated, but it has been a blessing. COVID-19 has forced most of us to stand still enough to appreciate the sacredness of time. The sudden urge to pay attention to time as one realizes that time has passed with all the good, the bad, and the ugly. Realization of its sacredness and preciousness is in the determination of the test of time. What outcome am I anticipating that will either benefit me or be of disadvantage will depend solely on my use of time. With time, one has learned that some fear time as they feel it's passing them as they do nothing. Some fear it passing them as they need to acquire more, earn more, or do more. Everyone's relationship with time is different. However, how you spend your time affects your energy level and well-being. If time is spent under strenuous activities and thoughts, the outcome of that time may be detrimental to your well-being in the short and long term. Treat time with care, consideration, and frame it well during your day. How we view time is important in determining how we spend it. If we are to see the blessings, the gift that time is, we will learn to appreciate it more and view every aspect of it as moments in which we existed, and experience as sacred times, the moments in which we were pained or blissful or confused or ecstatic or sad or joyful, whatever the condition in between time is what the gift of time in time is all about. The ancient Greeks had a concept of time called Chronos and Kairos. Chronos is the clock time, which is measured in seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, and years. This is a mechanism and determinist of time, in which we engage in the realms of to-do list, 9-to-5 jobs, social obligations, etc. Whereas Kairos is the opposite. It is the sacred time. It is the infinite realm of one's soul. The challenge is to be able to intertwine the two, so one can have both the time-bound and the timeless without being cornered or overwhelmed by the clock. As Shakespeare alludes to about never-resting time, if we were to run a race against time, we are indeed to lose. Hence the importance of understanding time, accepting the realities of time and living within the time in harmony between the to-do and the to-be. As a Muslim, the accountability of time is mentioned again and again in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions time in Surah Al-Asr. By time, verily man is in loss. Time, a great capital. How one utilizes is what counts. Does one cultivate in time as it dwindles away with each passing moment? With it, the loss of possibilities in material and spiritual declining? As time is ascribed in worship, as in times to pray, months to fast, do pilgrimage. Time is also ascribed for the times to sleep, to do dhikri, for speaking to Allah. Time to ponder, to contemplate, to connect with creation and the Creator. As we understand, time will pass and the end is inevitable. Why does man waste it in competition, in meaningless activities, in despair? As Allah reminds us in Suratul Al-Takathur, as the journey of life, the destination is death, and you walk toward your grave. How have you spent your time? Have you spent your time in foolishness or in cultivation? To borrow Rumi's wisdom, inside the great mystery that is, we don't really own anything. What is this competition we feel then before we go one at a time through the same gate? Time, sacred. Treat well so it can treat you well too. Spend it wisely in work, in devotion, in giving, in love, in seeking, in contemplation, in the moments of every moment. Time requires you to be present.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of the Amalia Anthology series. If you would like to be a part of the anthology series or want to interview an elder, get in touch at contribute@amalia.com. If you enjoy the podcast and wish to support our production, head on over to amalia.com/support. Like, share, subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.